Good afternoon. Come on, come on, after Mindy. Well, for those of you who didn't catch my first session, my name is Jackie Glenn, and I'm the Global Chief Diversity Officer for EMC Corporation. Woo-hoo! Yeah, there's my EMC ladies, and I hail from the sunny island of Jamaica. So that's where you get that little tilt in my voice. I am so delighted and excited to once again return to Watermark for the second year in a row, where we get to share our expertise, pick up tons of nuggets from amazing and awesome speaker like Lisa, and we get to network and meet amazing women. Of course, I'm not doing the speech EMC asked me to do. We have had two EMC speakers before who spoke about our merger with Dell. So I think everybody is familiar that we're getting ready to become one company, the largest technology company in the world, with over $80 billion in revenue and 170,000 employees. It's going to be great. I like to say we are currently in merger heaven. But let me turn it over because I really want to move forward because I want a lot of this lady. I do not want to miss a minute. I think I've seen our next speaker maybe 10 times, and it's she, hashtag never disappoint. Isn't that a great way to put it? But back to the session at hand. Research has consistently shown that women more so than men most often reinvent themselves in order to be successful in their careers. Although renewal and reinvention is not an easy or comfortable feat, it is not insurmountable. Our speaker for today has always said, you are the designer of your destiny, and you are the author of your story. Now, without further ado, please join me, and don't move yet, Lisa, in welcoming to the stage Lisa Nichols, one of the world's most requested motivational speaker, a New York Times best-selling author. Lisa has gone from a struggling single mom and public assistant to a millionaire entrepreneur. That deserves a round of applause. Come on. She is also the founder and CEO of Motivating the Masses, Inc., one of the country's only publicly traded personal and business development training company, and recently, check this out, released her seventh. I was practicing this speech at home, and when I got to the seventh book, I said her seventh book, and my daughter was like, Mom, you gotta be so extra. And I said, yes. Have you written a book? I'm all about the book writing these days, guys. She has released her seventh book. Yes, thank you. Abundance Now. I cannot wait to read it. I'm reading it on the plane back to Massachusetts. Providing a practical blueprint for personal success. Please join me in giving a warm welcome to the stage, the incomparable Lisa Nichols.
Oh, amen. I love you, sis. I love you.
I love you more.
My sister from another mister.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Hi. I am not going to be using it. I'm going to walk all around. I will not be standing here. Thank you so much. Jackie, I appreciate you. I appreciate your brilliance. I appreciate your leadership. I appreciate your sacrifice. I appreciate the woman that you have to be in the dark of the night in order to be the woman that you are in the middle of the day. No one knows the hits that you sign up to take on behalf of us. And listen, I'm your honorary Jamaican sister. trying to get my pass to go live in Jamaica. They told me I have to learn a little more patois before I can go. So I appreciate you. Hey, you guys, I am so excited to be here. I'm so excited to be with you. First and foremost, I have to say hello to a good friend, a wonderful friend of mine, who was in the secret with me, Miss Marcy Scheimhoff. Would you please stand up? Marcy was in the secret with me. She is the author of the best-selling New York Times best-selling book, Happy for No Reason, and just one of the most profound teachers and coaches and trainers on the planet. And you have to know, I mean, you have greatness sitting next to you, but that's just someone who I absolutely can vouch for their amazing greatness. So, sister, it's nice to see you in the room. I love you, too. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. So, Marcy Shimhoff, she was the first woman to be one of the co-authors in the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Wow, 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 right? So I'm excited to be with you. I'm excited to stir your soul. 14 days ago, I was having dinner in Slovenia. And yeah, you're going to figure out what it is later, right? When I first got, I was like, now where in the world? It's like driving distance from Italy somewhere. Oh, they kind of give you a proximity. I was having dinner in Slovenia. 7 days ago, I was in Atlanta speaking to about 600 people. 5 days ago, I was in New Jersey speaking to women business leaders. 36 hours ago, I was in Chicago doing an event for Abundance Now, my new book. Yesterday morning, I was on the Today Show in New York. Last night, I was with my friends at having a wonderful evening with ladies right here. And tonight, I'll have dinner with my son in San Diego. So when I say, I just stopped by. And if you saw me earlier, I was wearing something different because these are now my official travel clothes. Right? I'm on my way out the door. So I just stopped by. I say that, and if you see me on YouTube or if you see me somewhere, you may say, oh, that's her shtick. No, I really just stop by. That's what I do. And I say it because I'm not here long. But while I'm here, I want to stir your soul. While I'm here, I want to make you mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable in any form of mediocrity. While I'm here, I want to uproot that champion, that genius in you, that queen in you, that king in you for the men are in the room that's just waiting to be stimulated, percolated. While I'm here, I want to make it okay and create a safe space. Jackie, you said earlier, I don't know if anyone else heard you. I heard you when you said a safe space for us to open up. And there's something about having a safe space where you can explore who you are, explore who you've been, and most importantly, explore the woman you're becoming and allow her and create a red carpet for her to come out. Yes. So I just stopped by to stir your soul. I stopped by. I'm not going to talk about office work and how to do work in the world. You guys are masters at what you do. And you're in IT. The last person you better take any advice from about IT or anything like that would be me. But when it comes to transformation and reinventing yourself and finding the next best version of you right on the other side of your comfort zone, I know a little something about that. See, because as I shared with some of you earlier and some of you last night, my life looks barely recognizable today. I look at the books I've been honored to be a part of, the books that I've been able to touch and to help to touch millions of people, like The Secret, or like Chicken Soup for the African American Soul, or Chicken Soup for the African American Woman's Soul, or No Matter What, or my latest book, Abundance Now. I look at the shows that I've been able to sit on and the people I've been able to sit across from and beside, like Larry King and Oprah Winfrey, and the people I've been able to have lunch with, like the Queen of Swaziland, and the people I've been able to touch and influence and be touched by. I don't take that for granted, because as I'm the same woman running a multi-million dollar business, as I'm the same woman traveling the world and inspiring people, I'm the same woman in 1994 that was on government assistance. I'm the same woman in 1994 that was on WIC, Women, Infant, and Children. Anybody know about that? Remember that? Free pasta, free bread, free cheese, a lot of macaroni and cheese, a lot of spaghetti with no meat. It's like, if you give me some free meat, then I can have meat with this. I'm that same woman. I'm that same woman that in 1994, I went to the ATM to get $20 out so that I can buy my son Pampers. He was 8 months at the time, only to get the little indication on the screen that says, what? Insufficient funds. Y'all know about, somebody y'all heard that? Anybody else got that note? I don't know why they have that. I'm the same mother who had to wrap her son in a towel for 2 days. And I, you know, whenever I say it, someone says, do you ever make up your tears when you say it? Because it seems like every time you tell that story, you cry. I said, I don't have to make up my tears. Every time I say it, I'm that same mother who couldn't provide for her son. I'm that same woman who wasn't only broke in 1994, but was broken. And it was easier to be broke. I'd much rather be broke than broken. So I just stopped by to ask you, are you willing to go to the other side of your comfort zone to invent and reinvent the woman that you know yourself to be? Are you willing to play at a whole nother level that surprises you and blows everyone else's mind away? Are you willing? Are you willing to be the culmination of all your stories and all your possibility and allow that to catapult you into your next best season? And are you willing to detach yourself from any definition you've ever had of you so that you can reinvent yourself into who you know yourself to be? I just stopped by to stir your soul. I stopped by to cause you to think. I'm not going to rah-rah you. I'm not going to high-five you all day. I'm not going to have you running around the room. Don't worry, I'm not that kind of speaker. I'm the kind that make you go, what if? I want to what if you. I want you to what if yourself so much that it keeps you up tonight. I'm not interested in you getting a good night's sleep. Not at all. I'm interested in you defining and discovering the next best version of yourself so the next sister friend that crosses your path is inspired by the woman you're committed to becoming, the man you're committed to becoming. Now, that's my investment. I didn't come here to entertain you. I'm not an entertainer, though I can be quite entertaining. I came for your breakthrough. That's one thing. I come with one agenda when I come. Whenever you see my name somewhere, just say, she's coming for our breakthrough. That's my commitment. Because I know on the other side of your breakthrough is something you haven't even seen before. It's someone that you've only known yourself to be in your mind. It's something that you can't even shape. It's something you can't even hold your arms around. Because I never could have told you in 1994 that I'd be the woman standing here today. I never could have told you that I would have been able to stand up and hold my head up and inspire two people, better less 2 million. I never could have told you that I would have been used in such a way. And I'm not an extraordinary woman. I'm an ordinary woman who chooses every day to make one more extraordinary decision. So we are more alike than different. And so I just stopped by to remind you, you are not off the hook. You don't get let off the hook of your greatness. You don't get to use your story as your prison. Your story is not something you're going to stand in. Your story is something you're going to stand on. I just stopped by to remind you that you are qualified, more than qualified, for the job in front of you. And it's much bigger than the role you signed up to do at your corporations. It's so much bigger than that. It's about the way you love the perceivingly unlovable. It's about the way you forgive the perceivingly unforgivable. It's about the way that you don't avoid getting knocked down. It's about the way that you get up with grace and ease and compassion and godliness. It's about that. You're not teaching the lessons when people are taking notes. You're teaching the lessons the way you love somebody when they're stuck in their righteousness. Oh, y'all don't know what y'all signed up for, huh? Y'all thought y'all came in for some corporate little teacher. I can't teach you that. I never got hired by a corporation. I have no idea. No idea. I wasn't qualified. They looked at my resume like, what? Are you kidding me? See, I look at my journey, and there's so many things, and I'll share my journey with you just as a way for you to tap into yours. I want you to say undoubtedly by the end of this conversation, man, if she can do it, I can too. Now, your gift is not going to look like my gift because this is my gift. I was born to do this, but the journey to get to understanding that this is my gift and then the journey to get to giving myself permission, hello, somebody, to share my gift, and then the journey to giving myself permission to recognize my brilliance and not shrink and not dull my light so others won't feel insecure in my presence. I'm just saying. Somebody just came for that little piece right there. Right there. Everything else is a bonus, right? See, those journeys were all journeys. See, who you were supposed to be, who you were designed to be, who you were born to be was already set. Your greatness is already there. It's like the truth. You can get mad at the truth, but it doesn't change the fact that it's the truth. You can get upset that water's wet. It don't change. It's still wet. Your brilliance is just your brilliance. Your beauty, your inner beauty is just your beauty. Your divine birthright is just your divine birthright. Your journey is to step into it. Your journey is to be all of it 360. And we have a tendency to dim our light. I'll make sure I'm in the right room, because see, in corporate, y'all are so dutiful. You guys just speak when spoken to and raise your hand. And I need y'all to rowdy up a little bit. I need y'all to rowdy up. I did not come in here for you to be, you play between the lines. I need to come, the title of the, I don't even know the title, it's about the comfort zone, right? Everybody need a title, so I give them a title, then I come in and talk about what's on my heart, right? Right, yes, right, yes? All right, so let's make this clear. When I say something that resonates with you, when I'm in church and I say something resonates in church, they say amen, but we're not in church. And I drive y'all crazy because y'all corporate, so y'all be singing, oh, Lord. And when I'm with my girls and I say something that you love, my girls say, you go, girl. But they're like three guys in the room, and I honor y'all. And I'm not going to drive them out this room because I appreciate the fact that you are here. But when I say something, and those of you who are in my tribe and have been in my tribe for a while, you know where I'm going here. If I say something that resonates with you, I want you to say yes, yes, but I want the second yes to be louder than the first yes. I want the second yes to make you sit up a little bit in your chair. I want the second yes to be the very thing you would never do in a corporate meeting, because I'm not corporate, right? Let's try it out. One, two, three.
Yes, yes.
That's all right for a bunch of corporate girls. So y'all been waiting to come out. Y'all like, come on, come on, come on, give us something. We all want to play between the lines. Good. So now I'm going to try it again, because I told y'all, yes, I in 36 hours, I was in three states to make sure I got here for y'all. So I need that second yes to cost you something. I need that second yes to just make you sit up real straight. I need that second yes to not just be the yes to you, but the yes to your dream. I need that second yes to be the kind of yes that you didn't expect to say yes like this morning when you woke up. Let's try it again. One, two, three.
Yes, yes.
Now, every time I say something that feeds your soul, I want you to say
yes, yes.
Every time you hear your truth, I want you to say
yes, yes.
Even if your neighbor not catching on yet, because she's so used to playing to the rules, I still want you to say
yes, yes.
Even if it feels weird, I still want you to say
yes, yes.
And when you hear something that doesn't feel good, but it's still your truth, it's still your truth, you need to hear yourself say
yes, yes.
Say
yes.
Come on, y'all, say.
Yes, yes.
And when you leave here and we're out of this room, but something still feels good. And even though you know, don't nobody around you know about this thing. I still want you to say.
Yes, yes.
And when you go home and they say something you like and they're expecting the same old, same old. I want you to say.
Yes, yes.
Now, they will think you're weird. I'm just going to say that right now. But let me tell you something about strange. There was a man that said, let's take a long walk for freedom. Let's walk 36 miles in our church shoes. Man, somebody said, Martin, you got to be crazy. And then there was a woman who said, let's end hunger one child at a time. And somebody said, Mama T. It was a friend. So her name was Mother Teresa. But it was a friend, so they call her Mama T. That's the way I'm telling my story. You tell your story any way you want to. I got creative liberties. They said, you gotta be crazy. And then there was that man who said, after 27 years in prison, I'm gonna get out and lead the largest forgiveness movement in history. And someone said, Nelson, you got to be crazy. So if you walk out of this place and you begin to do things just a little bit different, and somebody at home or work call you crazy, then you look them dead in their eyes and say, well, if I am, I'm in really good company. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes.
See, you're not saying yes for me. I already said my yes. Every day I get up and say my yes again. Sometimes I'm laid face on the floor saying yes to me and yes to God. And the reason why the second yes got to be louder than the first yes, because the first yes is to your dream. And the second yes is to the assignment on your life. And that yes is going to cost you something. That yes is going to require you to get out of your own way. That yes is going to require you to evict your ego. Ladies, evict your she-go. Yeah, we get our own. That yes is going to require you to have to humble and not say something when you want the last word. That yes is going to cost you something. That yes is going to require you to go to someone that you don't know that you're afraid of and learn from them. That yes will also require you to let go of someone that you've outgrown. I'm just saying. That's why I wanted you to write. Come on, y'all. Right. Oh, yeah, by the way, don't wait for my permission. I'm not doing this all damn day. I'm not doing this. That's what I'm not going to do. I'm done with that. I was just giving y'all in the rhythm. Now it's your turn to know when you need to say yes, yes. When you hear your truth, some of you know that it's time for you to run and you've been walking. You know, yes, yes. You know that you've been playing at half mass and your half mass is so impressive. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Come on. I told my girls last night, you've been exposed. See, when you sit in a room with a bunch of gladiators and giants, then we can talk to each other the way we can only talk to each other. I know your 50%, your 70% is impressive to people. So when you give them 70%, they go, wow, you're like, that was so easy. But if that impresses you, it's all good. Come on, y'all. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
And so I just stopped by to stir your soul. I stopped by to make it mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable for you to play in any form of mediocrity. I stopped by to introduce you to the opportunity to step into the next best version of yourself. I stopped by to make normal your enemy.
Yes, yes, yes.
I stopped by to ask you, are you willing to stop keeping score? Meaning collecting evidence of why it won't work. Collecting evidence of why you're overwhelmed. You know, every day you make your long list and tell your friend and you, and that just confirms why you're overwhelmed. Why don't you stop doing that? Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
I just stopped by to ask you, are you willing to stop collecting evidence to make your story true that you don't even like the end of the story too? I don't know. I'm just saying. I stopped by to ask you, can you hold the pen in your hand and write your own autobiography? I stopped by to let you know that chapter 4 in your story, it's written in ink. You can't change it. So quit regretting it. You know that chapter when someone didn't love you the way you deserve to be loved? Y'all know what I'm talking about? That chapter when you turn left and you should have turned right. You know that? A few times. I'm like, why did I do? Because he was fine. Okay, hold on. I was caught up. You know that chapter 4 when you made financial decisions and if you knew what you know now, you would have did it differently. You know that chapter 4 when you begin to stuff your emotions inside of a behavior that didn't serve you, whether it was eating or saying yes to people when you should say no. You know that chapter 4. You know what I mean? I just stopped by to remind you that chapter 4 is written in ink. You can't change it. Done. So don't dare regret it. Because chapter 4 fed you necessary information. Chapter 4 showed you and allowed you to do what you do based on what you knew in the moment. Some of you judge yourself on chapters 4 decisions, but now you're in chapter 24, but you didn't know what you knew in chapter 24 back in chapter 4. And then we do that thing called... You wonder why life keep looking the same. Well, that's because you're cutting and pasting chapter 4 into chapter 24, saying, how did I end up here again? Well, you cut and paste chapter 4. That's crazy, huh? It's crazy, huh? Like, that's what I'm doing. It's just different people. Well, you're cutting, pasting, and changing characters. So I just stopped by to ask you, are you willing to hold the pen and write a fresh new chapter? Are you willing to write a chapter that might disrupt some people?
Yes.
Are you willing to write a chapter that might leave you with knees knocking and teeth chattering is so juicy to read. I'm gonna tell you right now, I want you to write your story, but you better live a good story so I can read a good story. Right? When I look at Abundance Now is the culmination of like the last 22 years of my life. And I look at it and I say, man, that's a juicy story to read. Because in the beginning, you don't know how she's going to end up. There's no way it looks like she's going to get over, because not only does it seem like society is working against her, but she's working against herself. And really, society was never working against her. She just thought they were, because she wasn't madly in love with Lisa. And I look at the lessons I learned. I look at the journey that I took. I look at the willingness to forgive myself. I look at the willingness to forgive my son's father. I look at how I was able to recognize, why do I wear this jacket called 85 pounds, and how did I release it? I look at how did I heal my relationship with money. Some of y'all just need to fast forward to that chapter by itself, right? Because when I healed my relationship to money, I not only stopped repelling money, I started attracting money, and then I can do more good with the money that I had. Like, the good people should do very well financially. Because when good people do well, good people just do more good in the world. Right? I'm just saying, millionaires and billionaires should be all in this room, because you'll be good stewards of the money. And when I had to heal my relationship to recognize that I should be in that pool. I shouldn't just watch them. I should be amongst them. And so when I look at this book, I say proudly, he, she is going to enjoy reading this journey. And it ain't even over yet. Sequel. That's not a plug. I have no idea when I'm writing another book. And so this journey today, there's a reason why you're in this room. There's a reason why you were led to this room, way beyond what you thought consciously. Because my challenge and my charge is to literally confront. Here, can you do me a favor and take pictures of me?
Sure.
Okay. I send them to my grandmother so she can see I really do have a job. Yes. She said, baby, you for real, you just talk? Yeah, grandma, people enjoy it. So I just stopped by. To ask you, are you willing? Oh, no, I don't want you to work that hard. No, go sit down, no. When I come by. That would be bold. Yeah, just follow me, Pitt. So I stopped by to ask you, are you willing? Are you willing to wake up tomorrow and own your brilliance? Are you willing to wake up tomorrow and let all the stories that led you to this place just be an experience, and it's not something that's filtering and fueling your future? Are you willing? Yes, yes. Like, there's so many things that are waiting on you. So many things. And boy, when you let that story go of not being good enough, I can't wait. When you let that story go of they're all against you, I can't wait. When you let that story go of you don't have enough time, I can't. There's opportunities all around you trying to get your attention. Trying to get your attention. But when your hands are full with one thing, nothing else can come in. Yes. Come on, y'all. Yes. Our agreement is that you say it even when it stings. And sometimes you get caught up doing that thing you do well and you've done so long. And you forget that the world needs to see 360 of you. And you do, and you give the world 280 of you so well that you even fooled yourself to believe that was 360. And then for some of you, you don't know yet if the world can handle all of you. Right? Right? Well, let me just say, everybody can't confront you the way I can.
Yes, yes.
That's a real sexy excuse. To not play full out. It's not your business if people can't handle you. It's your job to do you.
Yes.
It ain't your job to monitor my perception of you. It's your job to live in your truth. And whatever people perceive about you, let them manage that. How about that? How about I let your opinion of me be your business? Woo, girl, when you do that, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Instead of saying, I wonder what they're thinking about me, why don't you wonder when you're going to get your nails done? Why don't you wonder when you're going to go to the Caribbeans? Or why don't you wonder what you're going to... Wonder something else other than what someone's thinking about you. I just stop by. I just stop by to stir your soul. I stop by to say, you will never get today back again. I need you to play in your brilliance. Because you might cross my path. And I don't want your 70%. I need your 159. Because when you stand in your light, you give me permission to stand in mine. Because I just got in proximity to you. See, today, this that you're getting today, it's not about me. It's about you. Because I'm not going to ever play this full out for me. We just don't do it for ourselves as much. So when you begin to show up to serve, you will do things you never thought you would do, say things you never thought you would say, and be the woman, the man you've always known yourself to be because you're of service. Yes. See, you didn't come here to just slide through life. You came here to make your dash dance. Yes. Right? Yes, yes. If I had my DJ right now, he'd hit a note, right? And I'd go down. I'm just saying. I'm not on my turf, but if my DJ was here, he would know that's the moment right there. And so I just stop by. I stop by one gladiator to another. One super sister soldier to another. To say, I see you. You've been exposed. Your brilliance, your beauty, your light, your divinity, and it's all good. See, you've been trying to make it perfect, and you're chasing an illusion. Perfection is an illusion never to be attained. But if you can learn how to perfectly manage your imperfection like I have, shoot, I got my issues on lock. I know what they are. I tell my friends when they call me, I say, now listen, I'm codependent. When they say, girl, I got to talk to you. When they say, text me, Lisa, I got to talk to you. Okay, hold on. But let me tell you first, I'm codependent. Okay, you know me. I'm going to make your issue my issue. So I'm committed to helping us both. Y'all, feel free to use this and you don't have to give me credit. So here's what we're going to do to help me. We're going to talk all the time you need about your issue. But when we get ready to hang up, I'm going to give your issue back to you. And I'm going to let you hang up with your issue. Is that all right? I'm not going to say, we going to handle this, girl. We going to make this right. Because it's not my problem. It's yours. I'm going to just be a safe space to listen and give advice in the moment. And then I have to cut the umbilical cord. Can you help me help myself? Come on. That's just worth the price of admission right there, huh? Yes. Because I know me. I've learned how to perfectly manage my imperfection. I'm not trying to act like I don't have it. I just want to perfectly be with Lisa. And so I just stop by. I stop by to say, are you willing to make yourself mildly to moderately to significantly uncomfortable for the sake of a new possibility?
Yes, yes.
Right. Are you willing? Are you willing to be barely recognizable? Are you willing? Are you willing to reintroduce yourself to yourself on a daily basis as you evolve? Are you willing? Are you willing to allow someone to see you and not necessarily be able to define anymore who they see? And be okay with their discomfort when they say, ever since you went to that conference, I don't know you anymore. And you smile a big smile and say, yes, yes. Are you willing? I just stopped by. I didn't stop by to be in front of you long. I'm not able to because my job is like a butterfly. I travel the world and I sprinkle possibility on people. As a woman who needed it on herself at one time. And I still need it today. As a person who just decided to stand in my greatness and not shrink. See, some of you, and just say if this is you, your yes, yes. You know your light is 159 watts. You know it. And you walk in a room and it's like you have your hand on a dial, Jackie. And you got your hand right here. And you're just kind of turning the dial up or down based on how much the room can handle. Come on, you guys. And most of the time it's turning it down because you're not sure if you don't want to outshine anybody. So you monitor your light, you turn your light up or down, and then after a while you move away from the dial, but you forgot that you had already turned your light down, and now you go back and you don't know where the dial is. And so it's stuck on 75 watts. Well, I just stopped by to ask you, can you go find that dial? Can you? Are you willing to find the dial? And are you willing to turn the dial up to the 159 watts you were born to be? And then are you willing to break the damn dial? Yes. Are you willing? And say, we just gonna stay locked and loaded on 159. And if you can't handle my light, if I walk in a room, and I'm not saying to do this in a way that's imposing on people. See, you don't have to do anything when you be it. You don't have to say it. You don't have to announce it. Just be it. You don't have to announce sincerity or announce loyalty or integrity or announce strength, announce power, announce it. Just be it. When you sweat, it should come from your pores. And I don't need you to be it on your good day. Be it on your worst day. That's when I'm going to watch. That's when I'm taking notes from you. And when someone says, I can't handle your light. The light's too bright. When you walk in a room and it seems like your light's too bright, I'm just going to challenge you and charge you. Don't turn your light down. Just hand them a pair of shades. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. And if ever you check my purse, I got two pair of shades. One for me, one for you. So I just stopped by. I just stopped by to stir your soul, to be with some amazing sister soldiers, to be with some amazing servant leaders, to be with some brilliant people on the planet, to let you know you're not alone, and it ain't over yet. As a matter of fact, it's just getting started. Yes. And to invite you to turn it up. Turn it up one notch, two notch, 10 notches. Turn it up unapologetically. Don't wait until the kids are grown or until you have support from your spouse or until you lose that extra weight. Heck, if I waited till I lost that extra weight, Lisa Nichols would be the secret. I figured inside of my imperfection, inside of learning how to get it right, I might be able to do some good. For those of you who are waiting to get started, you're waiting to jump in. You're waiting like, I'm going to do it one day, someday. If you can't circle that day on the calendar, it doesn't exist. And you're waiting to jump into your own life like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And it's like you're about to jump into a game of double dutch and you've been doing it for 3 years. I'm going to do it. And the world's saying, would you hurry up and just get jump in? Like, we want your imperfection. Like, I figure I'm still learning how to get this thing called self-development, personal development, CEO, and right. But while I'm learning how to get it right, I'm doing some really fun stuff in the world that's impacted some people on my way to learning how to get it right. I sat with my attorney last year, almost to this day. I've made tons of mistakes. And these days, pretty much all of my mistakes are six-figure mistakes. Like all of them, you know, it doesn't change. And my attorney, when I sat with him about a year ago, almost to the date, he said, well, yeah, that's a mistake. I was like, yeah. And I'm sitting across from him in New York. He's big, heavy attorney. I was like, okay, so tell me, what does this mean? He was like, well, it means it's going to cost you some money to fix and it's going to take you some time. I said, oh, okay, I got that. I got money and time. He said, and then you'll be all right. So we're about $375,000 into fixing the mistake. And so far, it's been almost a year to the date, so I assume it's going to take about a year and 3 months. But what I do know is that I made the mistake being willing to run and leap, that I would much rather have to pay $375,000 in a year of my time to have tried than to stay on the edge and have wondered. See, I don't want to live a life of safe because I'll never know if I can fly. See, if I fall, I'm going to fall because I leaped. I'm not going to stay safe because I didn't leap. You play like you have all the time in the world. What an assumption. What an assumption. I'm going to ask you, are you willing to play full out at the risk of failing? At the possibility of failing, are you still ready to write that story and get it out of your belly? Are you still willing to stand on stage and share your story? Are you still willing to do artwork? Are you still willing to dance? Are you still willing to design? Are you willing to do that thing that you were meant to do in addition to the thing you've been doing? See, we don't live in an either-or world. We live in an and world. The book is abundance, and it's not later. The book is abundance
now.
Not later. Not tomorrow. Not when you get it all right. It's abundance
now.
I just stopped by to just check it. Anybody ready for your abundance? Are you ready? My grandmother, I love my grandmother. She's that person who got me back up. My grandmother, she, and I'm going to tell this story because I think that many of you in this room can relate to it. My grandmother went to Oprah with me in 2007. I figure my grandmother, she's 87, she picked cotton, she should be sitting with Oprah. And first of all, when I called my grandmother to invite her to Oprah, she didn't answer her phone for 3 days. And I got worried. You know, you think she fell. Oh, my God, grandmother's at home. You know, I fall and I can't get up, something. And I'm calling and calling. I call my mother, and my mother's like, no, I don't know. So my grandmother finally picks up. I said, Grandma, where have you been? I've been calling for 3 days. I've been so worried. The Harper Inc. is calling me. They want to find out if you want to go. She said, oh, baby, I was in Vegas. She said, and I don't like my cell phone to disturb me at the slot machines. Yes, yes?
Yes, yes.
See, my grandmama, she's like, I'm living. Yeah. I'm not waiting on you to call me in my rocking chair. I'm living my life. And so I said, well, would you like to come to Oprah with me? Like, can you make time for me in your schedule and Oprah? So she said, yes. So she immediately gets on her cell phone. Can I see my phone, please? Thank you so much, sis. She says, she calling everybody on her phone, right? And she can't understand why there's no cord. So she talks loud. Hey, Maybelle. Yeah, I'm going to the Oprah show with my grandbaby. Mm-hmm. The middle one. I don't get a name. Like, I'm taking you to Oprah and you call me the middle one? Uh-huh, yeah. We stand at the Omni Hotel where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay. My grandmother thinks the whole name is the Omni Hotel where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay. Because for 25 years at the end of the show, it says, hotel provided for you by the Omni Hotel where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay. So that's the whole name for her, right? So she on the phone, uh-huh, yes, yes, Betty Lou, all the old names, you know, old school, southern name, uh-huh, mm-hmm, we on our way straight to the Omni Hotel in Chicago, mm-hmm, yeah, my baby paid for the plane ticket, I don't know if she got me coach or what, I'm not sure, we staying at the Omni Hotel where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay, mm-hmm, so we go to the Oprah show, and the night before, and someone came to hear this. The night before, I'm with my good friends, Jack Canfield and Reverend Michael Beckwith and others, and we have a meeting, and my grandmother's in the room waiting for me. And I come back to the room, my grandmother says, baby, this lady came by, and she asked me that I want this thing called a turn down. You know they come in the evening and ask you for a turn down service. She said, she asked me that I want this thing called a turn down. She said, I asked her, did that cost? She said, no, it was free. I said, well, come on in and turn down. She said, and baby, you don't need to order no dessert because she left some chocolate on your pillow. So the next morning, I get a call, and it says, Miss Nichols, the Harpo Inc. is downstairs waiting for you. I'm like, yes, yes. It was a moment in time. For me, that the highest form of media recognition was to be invited to be on the Oprah show. And this was that moment for me. And from that little girl who never got a grade higher than a C+ in school, from that young woman who got a fail in English and her English teacher said she was the weakest writer she ever met in her entire life. And for that one, don't worry, it story ends good. Don't get all caught up. Oh, we as women, we love to suffer together. Oh. Girl, we love that. We like bond through suffering. No. No. And here I was about to get in the Harpo Inc. limo. So I grabbed my purse, grabbed my coat. In Chicago, it's cold. Grabbed my coat. I'm like, yes, come on, Grandma. She said, baby, And something in her tone. I don't know if any of you guys got that grandmother. You can tell the tone. You got it, Jackie? She said, baby, you need to go make your bed. Like, make my bed? Oh, okay. I make my bed, get everything, sit down my purse, take off my coat, make my bed. I go back out. I'm ready to go. Yes, yes. She said, baby. I was like, again? She said, you need to go wipe out the sink basin. Wipe out the sink basin? I don't even do that at home. So I'm in the bathroom. You know better. Yeah, I ain't saying nothing. Right, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, right. I'm wiping out the sink basin, but I decided I wanted to ask her why was I doing this, but, you know, so that I'm in order. I said, Grandma, no disrespect, because that's what you do when you like all your teeth in your mouth in my family. I'm just saying, I like my smile. I said, no disrespect, Grandmother, but why am I making the bed and wiping out the sink basin at the Omni Hotel? I'm that guest, Grandmama. I'm the guest today. She said, don't worry about it, baby. Just finish and come on in here. I came in the living room, part of the suite, and she said, now, leave the lady a tip. I said, I just did her job. I left $3. She said, you make a lot of money. Don't be cheap. I went deeper, left her more money. Am I really tipping this lady a ton of money? But I ain't saying out loud. It's in my head, right? So I leave a tip. I said, Grandmother, I know there's a lesson in this, and I believe what my grandmother told me I was meant to tell you. My grandmother said, Lisa, when your great-great-grandmother was a day worker, people would leave their rooms extra nasty when they knew she was coming. She said, and on the days when your great-great-grandmother got a tip, we got to eat meat that day. She said, you think you might have thought you got here on your own. She said, but you're not just walking. Come on, y'all. Somebody understands. You're not just walking on this nice plush carpet at the Omni Hotel. Yes, she said it one more time. Where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay. She said, and you're not just walking on those fancy red, green, blue sole shoes that you have on. You are walking on the shoulders of people who knew they would never get a chance to be a guest of the Omni Hotel where the guests of Oprah Winfrey stay. She said, but they were willing to clean the toilet, and they were willing to pick up after the people, and they were willing to do it day after day, night after night, week after week, and year after year, so that hopefully one day you could realize your dream. She says, so when you walk out this room, you do good by us. That's why you gonna make up your bed, and you gonna wipe out the sink basin, and you gonna leave her a tip. And I stood there, and I was steeled. I silently grabbed my purse, and I see some of you tears coming down. I'm clear that this seat at this convention center, this seat didn't cost you the price of the convention. It didn't cost you the role you do at your job. This seat cost someone in your ancestral line who would never have the opportunity to be at a conference for professional women. Come on, y'all. Yeah. See, we have professional women cleaning houses so we can do this. We have professional women cooking in kitchens so we can do this. We have professional women sewing other people's clothes so we could do this. We have professional women staying at home and waiting for us to come home from school so that we would have someone there to greet us while the husbands work so that you can do this. Yes. And your job is to make sure that their sacrifice doesn't lay dormant, and their investment in you is worth it, and the ROI is huge. Yes. That's your job. That's your job. Yes, yes? Yes, yes? Your job is to say, time, energy well spent for me. I will make good with my seat. I will make good with the sacrifice. I'm going to play full out. That day when I walked out of the Omni Hotel, I can't even say it without saying it now. I'm just sorry. And now y'all ain't gonna be able to say it. When I walked out the hotel, I went to Oprah, and for the first 3 years after being on Oprah, everyone would ask me, how was Oprah? How was Oprah? And I said, she was wonderful. It was wonderful. It was great. She's nice. But I knew that Oprah was the cherry on top of my cake. My lesson that my grandmother taught me, that was the cake. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. So make your time. Make your time here worth everyone who had to sacrifice, who would never sit in the company that you are sitting in, that would never work in the company you're working in, that would never be in the role that you're in, that would never have the responsibility that you have. We look at our ancestors, our mothers and our grandmothers and our fathers and our grandfathers and our aunts and our uncles and the neighbor down the street that would hold the space and pray for us. And every single one of them invested in us. And I'm all about making that ROI good for them. It'll never be on a year-end report. It will never be calculated in the revenues and was it a rise or fall. It will never be there. It will be in the way they breathe and take a deep breath when they see us. It will be in the pride that they know that they somehow touched our lives and helped us get there. It will be as they bend over, knowing that their knees ache and their shoulders ache a little bit because we stood on them. It will be them saying, this ache and this pain in my back, when I watch her, it's worth it. It's worth it. And so I just stopped by. Stir your soul. I stopped by to just remind you that there's someone out there who didn't come to this breakout. I don't know why. I laugh at myself. They didn't even come to this conference because they're still trying to catch their own breath. They're still trying to see their own light. There's someone who don't even know about Watermark because she's 22. And she's still just fighting the world and you and anybody else. There's that someone, that young man at 14, at 15, at 9, at 10, who has no idea what he's going to do. But he's sure hoping you get a message here today. So that when he crosses your path, when she crosses your path, and they're slightly ready, you can serve it up to them the way I've served it up to you. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. And that it won't sound anything like me, so please don't try to do me. That's dangerous, uncharted territory. Some days I don't know how to quite do me. But you sure can do a good you. People always tell me, you are the next Oprah Winfrey. You're the next Oprah Winfrey. I say, every time and any time you want me to give you Oprah, I will repeatedly and undoubtedly fail you miserably. I will fail you every time. But if you're ever interested, I do a damn good Lisa Nichols. I do a real good Lisa Nichols. I do a real good Lisa Nichols. And so that person is waiting on you to do a good you. And I want to give away a gift my grandmother also taught me. Don't ever go somewhere to somebody else's house empty-handed. Anybody else's grandma taught you that? Again? So I'm going to have you do something. Pull out your phones. And this is really good. I spent a lot of time developing this thing that I'm going to give you as a gift. It's a gift from me to you. And when you see it, it's video. So it's several days of video of me teaching you some techniques on how to master your life. But I shot it a while ago. So I don't look like that no more. Don't think the content is outdated. I still go by that same ritual. So if you text, go use your phone, go to text, and you text the number 28... to this number, 760. I know, for everybody over 40, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to keep repeating. And for everyone under 30, just have patience with us. Just, right. Just send some pictures to some friends and some other stuff. We'll still be getting the number. 760. This is the number you're texting to. 300. That's 300. It's just, I don't know how it happens. Like, I'll be doing this for the next 15 minutes if some people let me. So I'm going to do it one time. I'm going to do it one time. And then if you don't get it, just ask your neighbor. Because I'm going to keep it pushing. Okay. 760-300-3723. You're going to text the number 28 to that number. Okay. So again, that's 760-300-3723. You text number 28. You're going to get a reply right back asking you to enter your email. That's all on you. Okay, you'll get a text back, and it'll just ask you to enter your email, and then it's going to come. It'll be 28 days, 5 minutes, about 5 to 6 minutes of a video every day of how you can create micro wins in your life. We're so caught up on macro wins that we don't realize that micro wins build momentum to macro wins, right? I teach about that in my book, Abundance Now. And so that's my gift to you. And if you go on my website, you'll see it's something that we sell as a product, but I just wanted to give it to you as a gift. May I do that?
Yes.
And in closing, two things. For 30 minutes only, because I got a hot jet set date with United. But for 30 minutes only, I will be over in the book area signing my book and loving on y'all and taking, like, great selfies. And then the second thing that I want to invite you, about 4 of you have already come up to me and said, I'm ready to step into my own greatness inside my company. Do you guys have coaching? Yes, we do. And Narelle will be here for a while. And Narelle is on our partnership team to help people. I am at the season where I'm no longer interested in being Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. I'm interested in being Phil Jackson, the coach. Working with the players, right? You guys get that? So I'm interested in helping you let your greatness shine. So if that feels like something that you are interested in your life, just talk to us. I always try to find a way to say yes. That's my goal. So in closing, I want to say this. My grandmother would say, sweetheart, when you get my age, I'm 87. My grandma's 87. You're supposed to sit in your favorite rocking chair and share the story of your life. But when you're your age, and I said this last night to the sisters, when you're your age, you're supposed to make sure your story's going to be really, really good to tell. And so, as your sister in the journey, I say go write a really great chapter. Your next chapter can be the best chapter. Your next chapter, the next part of your life can be the best part of your life. You know just enough now to make some really great moves. I love you. I'm honored to be with you. I appreciate you, and I'm looking forward to sharing a hug with you. Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Can we give her another round of applause? Wasn't she wonderful?
That was wonderful.
Thank you, sis. Wonderful. Thank you.
See you soon.
Thank you.
Don't forget, she's signing books.
Signing books.